8:30 today. My mum got me up really early this morning to give me my present. Yeah, this is it, actually. It's nice. I'm into, you know, I like ballet. I love the novels of Proust. I love the work of Alain Delon. And that's, I think, what influenced her buying me Hat FM. I like the radio, too. No, it's all right. It's all right. I think it's quite a sweet present. It's all right.
So make sure Finchie gets here on time for quiz tonight. 7 o'clock on the dot. Six years in a row, winners. So, you know what? Finchie, Brent, all right? Don't forget tonight. Yeah, oh, here he goes, straight away. Go on. What's black and slides down Nelson's column? Don't know. Winnie Mandela? Oh, yeah. So, that's good. No, it's not. It's not racist. I thought you were the column, because he's, yeah, and she is black, and she probably, she's married, it's not even low. Yeah, 7. See ya. Bye.
What are you doing in so early? Shit the bed?
No, I haven't done that for weeks. No, my mum got me up at 7:15 to give me a birthday present. So.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
What's she getting?
Something you can wear.
The hat?
The hat, yes. Well, yeah.
Bye.
Hiya, alright. Thank you very much. Thanks, Tom. Top.
Oh, yeah.
My cat.
Thanks. Good. That's all in order. What's the difference between your wages and your penis? I can find you lots of women who will blow your wages. What's that?
I don't know.
Why has that happened?
Yeah. Lock up your daughters, should I say. Finch is on his way in for the quiz. Chris Finch. And it, go.
Yeah.
Oh. Keep that running, you'll be able to use about 20% of it when you get me and him together. Go, and it.
Oh.
It's Tim's birthday.
Oh, yeah. To be honest, I think you're mad to let me and Finchie on the bleeding telly. We're like Morecambe and Wise when we get together. Actually, not Morecambe and Wise, because there's no straight man, so there's no dead wood. So, I'm more sort of character-based, and he's more of a gag man. I do gags as well, but I mean, good together, you know, by now. We sort of read each other's minds. We'll be doing a bit of shtick, we just start cracking up, and people watching, I go, why is that funny? And we're telling them why, and they go, oh, yeah, you are the best. It's their opinion. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Which one is it?
It's 30.
It's a big 3-0. That's the worst one, isn't it?
Mm.
Oh, I know what you're thinking. My youth's over. Yeah. I remember when I was 30, like you, I was going, oh, I'm in a rubbish job, my life's rubbish, nothing good ever happens to me, when will it change? But, you know, things do change.
Mm.
So, and it could be worse. There's a neighbour of mine, Calvin. He's 32 and he still lives with his parents.
I live with my parents.
Cherish him, really, because you will miss him when they're not around. Both of mine are dead.
Oh.
So, Dad isn't dead. He's in a home. So, it's good as. Shocked a bit. He was, called out the other night, 3 a.m, by the nurses. He was convinced there was a Japanese sniper on the roof of Debenhams.
Was that looking to his room?
The back of the roof looks directly into his room, yeah.
Good spot. It's a good spot. That's where I'd be if I had to take someone out. To live there.
And I had to go out to the room with him and go, look, Dad, there's no Japanese sniper.
So who was it? Who was up there?
No one was there. Oh. It was imagination. It was just... there was no one there.
Lucky. That's lucky. Because if there was a sniper up there, you wouldn't see him. You'd be like, oh, no one there.
Anyway, he is a vegetable now, and that's something we've all got to look forward to. So, happy birthday. See you later.
Gotcha. You can get my thing.
Tim, got your present.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, mate. There you go.
Thanks very much, Lee. You're a nice guy. Oh, good man. Oh, that's exciting. Sorry. This is big.
Big and exciting.
Exciting, huge inflatable cock. God.
You can sit on that if you like. It's not just for me, mate. That's from Dawn as well.
God, hasn't gone already, have you?
No. You can never have too many anyway, I think.
And you do prefer it to the money.
Yeah, I'd have only spent it on a huge inflatable cock, girls. That is...
All right, stop playing with it.
You're getting that.
Brilliant. Oh, God, look at that.
Going, going, going. Experiminate.
Oh, what? No. Hello, Austin Powers. I'm a naked mini-me. Good God. Thomas the Tank Engine rolled into town. Ringo Starr. Whose line is it anyway? Don't grab it unless you've got a medic because it slows it down. Oh, that is brilliant. Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Remember, you're only as old as a woman you feel.
I say that sometimes.
Yeah, I heard you say it the other day and I thought, oh, I was using one of my catchphrases. I don't mind influencing a young comedian. You're not a comedian. But, you know, I usually credit somebody for using their comedy.
Well, what ones are yours do I use?
Same shit, different day. It's mine. Exqueeze me instead of excuse me.
Oh, wank you very much.
Yeah, I invented that one. So I had to wait or something. Wank you very much, doesn't it? It is one, right? Witnesses that I started this one, right? If someone's unlucky, you go, I'm not saying he's unlucky, but if he fell in a barrel full of tits, he'd come up sucking his own thumb. Bit not, yeah.
Said tit? I thought you sucked knobs.
Do
you?
No. Got him. They're cracking up. Oh, God.
There are limits to my comedy.
Chocolate teapot.
There are things that I will never laugh at. The handicapped. Because there's nothing funny about them. Yeah. Or any, you know, deformity. Yeah? It's like when you see someone look at a little handicapped and go, oh, look at him. He's not able-bodied. I am. I'm prejudiced. Yeah? Well, at least the little handicapped fella is able-minded. Unless he's not. It's difficult to tell with the wheelchair ones. So, just give generously to all of them.
Guys, don't forget to say happy birthday to Tim, if you like. And also, we'll be going out for drinks later this evening.
Not tonight.
Quiz. Oh, right. Well, we can go out before. When does it start?
7, always.
Okay, well, so drinks at 6 then. Did you get him a gift?
No, but it starts at 7.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, okay, drinks at 6. Yeah. Should I get him a card?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, Finch is coming down, so you've got to be ready to go at 7. Right. Okay.
Drinks at 6.
But starts at 7.
Drinks at 6.
Studying, quiz, yeah? You team again. Just 3 of you, is it?
Yeah.
You excited? First big quiz?
Looking forward to it. It's not the first, though. I was on Blockbusters.
What, on the telly?
Yeah.
Were you one of the two? Or by example, if there's 2 of you, it's cheating a bit, because one of you's found just one.
Just one.
Well then. Do you win anything, or...?
Yeah, 2 gold runs, camping equipment, and Walkman.
I usually get 5, to be honest.
5 gold runs.
Yeah.
You have to answer loads of questions before.
I do.
You get to the, you'd get them all.
Hey. Give me one of the ones that you had. Fingers on the buzzers.
Okay. Right. Which Y had a hit single with The Only Way Is Up and sung with The Plastic Population?
Yazoo.
Yaz.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, you said Yazoo.
I know. What's your cut-off point, though? Yaz.
Yes.
I know.
So. Well, yeah, but you said Yazoo first. You would have got it wrong on Blockbusters.
I wouldn't have said it on Blockbusters, so...
Well, you would have been all right, then.
I'll give you one, the proper one.
Do you want a hand?
No. I'm getting it.
Tiny bit now.
Sorry.
Ooh, can I have this? When are you finished?
Yeah, you can have it.
When will you be finished?
Yeah, I don't probably. Know. Before.
Oh,
maybe hell. We could share it.
Okay, then. I'll just have it on weekends.
Okay.
Is this going to take...
No, I've got the... I know the... It was going to be what D, and the answer was going to be Dostoevsky.
Right.
I couldn't think of the question.
All right, okay, well, what D was a Russian dissident who wrote the novel Crime and Punishment?
Would you got that?
I'd have had a guess.
You don't get prizes for guessing.
Unlucky. See you later.
You can't come in here. Quiz officials only.
Wait,
I'm the quiz master, aren't I? I'm doing the questions. Get out now or I'll report you. Simple as that.
Need the questions?
Yeah, do not look at those. Right, disqualification. You're both disqualified.
Gareth, we're having an argument. We need your help.
Yeah, not interested.
Well, no, listen, because you can help.
No, I don't want to help. I haven't got time to help, all right?
Well, it's about the army.
Go on then, quick.
Thank you. I was wondering if a military man like you... you know, a soldier.
Yeah.
Could you give a man a lethal blow?
If I was forced to, I could. If it was absolutely necessary. If he was attacking me.
If he was coming really hard.
Yeah, if my life was in danger, yeah.
Oh.
And do you always imagine doing it face to face with a bloke, or could you take a man from behind?
Either way is easy.
Either way. Mm. And so you could do a man from behind?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got an error, an offline error 324, I think. So I'm going to take the paper out, and that comes out.
Hiya.
Hiya. You don't know about these. I'm trying to fix this. It's got an offline 243 error, and I don't really know what that is, so...
No, we were talking earlier about Dostoevsky, weren't we?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Fyodor Mikhailovich Dostoevsky. Born 1821, died 1881.
Yep.
Just interesting, that stuff about him being exiled in Siberia for 4 years, wasn't it?
Oh. Well, I don't know much about that. I didn't cover it, really.
All it is he was a member of a secret political party, and they put him in a Siberian labour camp for 4 years, so, you know.
But hang on, I read about it in, he wrote House of the Dead, and I think he put all his memoirs in that, didn't he?
So, you've dug your foxhole and you've pitched your tent.
Right.
They've discovered your camp and you're lying there and they've caught you with your trousers down and they've all entered your hole without you knowing.
No, because I'd be ready for them.
Wait, you'd just be lying there waiting for it?
Well, yeah. Well, no. What's more likely is that I wouldn't be there. If I knew they knew where I was, I'd be hiding, watching the hole, using it as a trap.
So you'd be using your hole as bait?
Yeah.
Your hole, 30, and you're getting off and pretending Gareth's gay.
What?
What?
I think she'd been on a wacky backy.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's very complicated. You open that, you put that in there, you put that down there, and you push the green button.
Were we talking earlier about Dostoevsky's House of the Dead?
Yeah, I think we mentioned it, yeah.
Which he wrote in 1862. I was just going to say that, of course, it wasn't his first major work. His first major work was Notes from the Underground, which he wrote when he got back to St. Petersburg in 1859.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, of course, my favourite is The Raw Youth. It's basically where Dostoevsky goes on to explain how science can't really find answers for the deeper human need.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever happens, there's going to be a flashy way.
No.
Yeah, just be a registry office, you know, save money. And then what we'll probably do is move in with my mum for a few months.
Save on rent?
Yeah. Let Dawn get a few kiddies under her belt, which would be nice because then my mum can look after them. And, you'd probably go out and get a little part-time cleaning job or something.
Got a dream,
What's that?
No, I was just laughing at what Dawn said.
Because you're such a big-eyed liar.
No, I was laughing at a joke, that's all.
When you start getting a knife, mate, you can take the mickey out of ours, right?
Lee, I'm not going to go, I'm just, you know.
No. Listen, mate, I don't mean to have a go at you. Yeah, you're fine, all right?
Fair enough. We've had a coffee.
No worries.
Is it questions? Or no, is it an intro? What I'm saying is it.
Hey, Finchy.
Don't him up. When's it Jill's?
Oh, here we go. Fast your seatbelt.
It's not a seatbelt big enough for you, you fat bastard.
All bought and paid for, isn't it?
Hey, I'll tell you, I'm not saying he's fat, but when he jumps in the air, he gets stuck. Eh? I'm David Beck.
Jim Carrey.
Hey, worse. Yeah, hey, but no, you know what they say. There's none to queer as folk. Oh, David Beck.
Speak to yourself.
Come on, spit it out, as your boyfriend said last night.
I was just going to say that back to you.
Yeah, but I don't have a boyfriend, you do.
Yeah. You can't get a bloody word in edgeway.
You can't get what in
edgeway? Right? Matron.
Come on, fat lad.
Oh, fat lad, always. Oh, God.
Didn't you?
Check out the opposition.
Yeah, Ricky,
it's Chris.
Hello, mate.
I'm Chris Finch. What's your name? Heard about Blockbusters.
Oh,
yeah, need more than that tonight. Heard about you and Dostoevsky. Mm. I read a book a week, so a question like that's probably catch me out. While you're down there, love.
Close to the bone, but harm, isn't it?
Christ. Give me half hour with her, I'll be up to me nuts and guts.
Sorry, exactly which books do you read every week? Science and nature, isn't it? All the everything on the trivia board, all those different subjects. In books. Yeah. These sound like I'm reading a book between them, don't I?
Yeah.
College boys.
Yeah, but they're students. Yeah. Waste of space. Oh, I don't do anything all day, but I need more money to do it.
Political.
Yeah, I had a job while I was studying, so.
Yeah, right, and what was your job? Professor in charge of watching Countdown every day.
Clever and funny, I bloody hate him. Nah. That's why we get on, I think. Similar.
Can I have everyone's attention, please? Welcome to the 7th annual Wernham Hog quiz night. Current champions are this team here, the Dead Parrots.
Good afterplay.
He sleeps.
If you unnail him to the perch, you will be pushing up the daisies.
Monty Python. Question one. All right.
Tim's birthday today. He's 30 years young. So what better way to celebrate than a battle of wit? So let the rain. Well.
Okay, question one. In the mid-1960s, the US Army replaced all existing infantry guns with the M16 rifle and which fixed-rate repeat-fire machine gun? Just write down the answer if you know it.
Next. We've been quiz champions for 6 years now. We nearly lost it 2 years ago, unjustly, because Gareth was quizmaster then. And the question was, what type of alien is Mr. Spock? And everyone put Vulcan, which is incorrect. Mr. Spock is half Vulcan, half human. Okay? And Gareth went, oh, look, just everyone gets 1 point. I said, no, everyone does not get 1 point. Carpet munchers don't get a point. Dr. Wankenstein doesn't get a point. Stephen Hawking's football boots don't get a point. I do. I had to go home to get a book to prove it. And they went, oh, yeah, you're right again. Well done. You've won. Sorry. No apologies necessary. Let's get on with the quiz. But remember, learn.
Okay, question two. In the song 19 by Paul Hardcastle, he told us that the average age of a soldier in the Vietnam War was 19. Hardcastle also told us the average age of a soldier in the Second World War. What was it?
Gareth, are all these going to be about war?
No. I got loads of... I got one on tennis, one on the Suez Canal. Loads. Okay, question three. Which canal links the Mediterranean with the Red Sea?
Oh, I don't want to talk about Mr. Spock. That was all sorted out then. Okay, questions were asked. Certain parties were unhappy. The questions were solved. End of discussion. All right, don't rake up old graves. I don't want to go through all that again about, you know, whether he's a Vulcan or a human or vice versa. All I will say is what I said at the time. Okay? Look at his ears.
How could you confuse Howard Jones with Nick Kershaw? Shame on you. Nick Kershaw's
That all runs about old entertainment. It's all about
late 60s, early 70s.
Which insect produces Gossamer?
Well, what is it?
I want you to answer.
Finchy. What is it? It's the spider.
The spider is an arachnid, not an insect. Yeah?
Yes.
Six legs, alright.
legs. Thank you.
Am I right?
You're out.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
You. Eight legs, six legs.
Count them.
The University of Life. Thanks.
Go on, go on. The spider is not an insect, officially. Thank you.
We'll see. We'll see when this is
over. People go, oh, why is it important, a question about Mr. Spock? I go, all right. So I'm saying, oh, I've got a new pedigree dog breed. It's half Alsatian, half Labrador. I go along to Crufts. I go, oh, can I enter this dog in the Labrador section? No. Why? Because it's not a Labrador. Correct. Can I enter in this Alsatian section? No, for the same reasons. Now get that dog out of my sight. Thanks, I will. You've proved my point. And that's Crufts. Right.
Who had a hit single with Don't Speak?
No Doubt, yeah. I thought it might be. I thought it might be No Doubt.
Well, you thought it might be. Well, yeah. Why did you say Far Non Blonde?
I got Hootie and the Blowfish. So let's move on. East. East Side.
Oi. What were you doing, though? It's not even you.
Perfect, man.
I said No Doubt, though. It was the first thing that came in, and then you're fucking putting this thing in my mind.
Right.
It's poison with your bloody phone on blonde. Eh?
Both good.
Just don't guess. Think. Logical. Think.
Progression. No logic to music. It's art.
Is this the first time you've lost?
We're not losing. The right questions aren't coming up.
Well, it's all part of a quiz, isn't it? It's supposed to be random.
Yeah, well, randomly awful. I'll tell you what, next time I'll choose the questions.
Good quiz, master.
Go on, choose a topic.
Right, sport.
What's the capital of Iceland?
Reykjavik.
Is that still a sport?
Yeah. You, all right. You, capital of Borneo.
Don't care.
You see, it doesn't have one. I think didn't get any of those, did you?
Yeah, and that was...
And they were random.
Yeah, it was random.
Yeah, it wasn't really.
Hello, Doctor. He's asking after me. No, there's no way I can get away now. I am snowed under at work. Can't you give me something to help me sleep? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for... Oh, you don't know who sang In the Summertime, do you?
Mungo Jerry.
Okay, yeah. Cheers.
Very funny. Do you want to hear the results or not? Okay. In position number 4, universally challenged. Third place goes to Malcolm and Dennis. Which means that, well, it's a dead heat between the dead parrot and the tits. So, tiebreaker situation. Could you send one member of each of your teams up for a tiebreaker? All right, come stand here. Tiebreaker question, are you ready? First person shout out the correct answer wins. All right, so if you're ready. Which Shakespeare play features a character called Caliban?
Macbeth.
Yes.
No.
Midsummer Night's Dream.
No.
Hamlet.
No. How'd you go?
No, you said the first person to shout out the answer wins. You didn't say you only had one shout out.
The Tempest.
Tempest, he's got it. There he is. Gentlemen, the winner.
That's good.
I give you...
You didn't say you only had one going. You said the first person to shout out the answer wins, yeah? The first person. You danced my point. Okay.
Here he is, Chris Finch. Is it Hamlet? Is it Macbeth? Is it Leo?
Well, maybe I'll write the questions next time and you can have this part faster.
Banter.
No, it's not banter.
Not banter, not now.
No, alright, okay. So, when we had the question, name the Cuban leader who's been in power since the revolution in 1959.
Fidel Castro.
Yeah, you know it now, yeah. But what did you say
then?
Well,
it's a quiz situation.
Tell them.
It's a quiz situation.
What did you say then? What did you say then? Who's the Cuban leader?
Fray Bentos.
Huh? No wonder this place is going down the pan. You're a waste of bloody time.
Right, don't get at him just because they beat you.
They beat me?
Yes.
Yeah. I could give you a list of 50 things I could beat them at.
Like what?
Like throwing.
Throwing? No, that's
yeah.
good.
Right, so landlord of the Lamb Pub in Chichester, yeah?
Yeah?
Challenges me to throw one of these little, you know, copper kettles over his pub, right? So I go outside, take off my tie, tie it to the handle.
Did you go over?
Obviously, yeah. That's actually an official territorial army method if you're in the jungle. So we wouldn't use a tie, obviously, you'd use vines from the trees.
Would you use a kettle?
No, it'd be the equivalent.
Right.
Coconut.
I will throw anything that you choose over this building. If I do it, we win the quiz.
New challenge.
How does that work?
Double or quit.
It's a challenge.
Yeah. So you choose anything, if you can throw it over, we've won the champagne, and that's it. And that's the real quiz. That was the real quiz.
If I do
so
it,
choose one thing. Double or quit.
You are a couple of sad little men, aren't you?
They're sad little men. He's thrown the kettle over a pub. What have you done?
Do you want to challenge or not?
So if I do it, we win the quiz, we win the prize.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah? That's the real quiz.
Using the time method.
I don't know. The shoelaces.
A bastard. I knew he would. Typical. That'll work.
So, Finn.
Yes, looking good. Come on now.
Well, did it go over? Huh?
Did it go over?
Yeah, it kind of ran past me.
Yeah,
yeah. Wonder horse.
Screw blockbusters.
Your
screw
shit.
Bob on this.
Your
and
shit.
Screw your goal
your
run.
Shit.
No, you're not. I'm a loser.
Your shit. Your shit. Yes, I am the boss. Like Springsteen, born to run, the slough bars.
See, you got your education didn't help you out, did it? Now, let that be a lesson to you. Respect your elders and do not fuck with the big boy.
Life. Life.
No, don't check this out because it's a radio as well.
Do you want any?
Go, let's go. See you, Tim.
See you later.
What becomes of you, my love? When may I finally strip you off the handbags and the glad rags that your granddaddy had to sweat so you could?